to Britain we go. Rod Little, good morning.
How you doing, Mike? Good to hear you.
And we had a couple of clips from the Parliament with Ms May and Mr Corbyn over the Brexit. Where are we at with the Brexit? Is the Brexit moving as Ms May would have us believe it is or not?
I would have thought probably not, but nonetheless, a pattern is being followed, which is what we had today was a meeting between Theresa May and Jean-Claude Juncker, or yesterday, and what happened after that meeting, the same as I've said before on this programme, you know, that the Brits come out and say, yeah, we're making progress, and the European Union people come out and say nothing, and then leak to the press, and this time they leaked to the press that Theresa May was tearful, she looked as if she hadn't slept, and she pleaded, begged with Jean-Claude Juncker to help her out because she was in difficulty. And this story has immediately been rubbished. But it's what's happened every time there's been a meeting, that somehow something gets leaked, that the Brits are tearful, hopeless, incompetent, and a mess. And Jean-Claude Juncker has been forced to come out and say, actually, that's not quite true. No, it was all very constructive, and so on. I think it's about time we did the same thing to them. But that's from a partisan point of view. I have to say, pleading with Jean-Claude Juncker for help, if I was standing up to my chin in pig excrement, Mike, I wouldn't beg Jean-Claude Juncker to help, even if he was the only person around.
And but I don't blame you. Now, this bloke who's been in Dubai, so allegedly he touches a man on the hip, and so he's off to jail, but he's now coming home, is he?
He is, yeah. This is Jamie Harron, a British electrician from Scotland, who accidentally touched a man's hip, according to him. I don't know why you would deliberately touch a man's hip, but that's maybe something that's beyond me, in a bar in Dubai, and was sentenced actually to 3 months in prison for outraging public decency and indecent behaviour and all the other sort of stuff. But now, mercifully, Sheikh Mohammed of the Emirates, of Dubai, has interceded and said, no, he should be free to go home. But it's just raised another question. We've had a lot of these stories in the last 5-10 years, yeah, Mike, about Brits particularly. Rather chavvy Brits, largely, going to Dubai because it's sold as a sort of Las Vegas by the sea, disporting themselves in the manner they might do in Blackpool or Cleethorpes, and suddenly looking slightly askance when they're arrested by the very conservative Islamic police and sentenced to prison. You know, there are warnings, you know, whether you're a New Zealander or a Brit, if you want to go to the vile slave state of the UAE, which it is, and which I'm incidentally have been told I'm not allowed back into, having written a report on its slavery, then you have to abide by their laws. And their laws are the sort of thing which would have pertained in Britain in about the 10th century.
Good on you, mate. Rod Little in London this morning.